Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Medium Tony Green. I am Tony Green, the Psychic Medium and Channel. So on today's show, I will be taking callers live, answering your questions about life, love, finances, career, anything you want to ask, you can ask. I will also be taking questions on YouTube chat. So for those of you who are new here, this show does air on TV, WSDS, Rude Rangers TV, and a number of other streaming channels. Yep, that's how it's said, girl. It also airs on almost every single podcast and radio station. Okay, there you go. If you'd like to connect with me, there are links in the bio. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. I do a plethora of healings on TikTok and clearing. So if you're on TikTok, catch up with me there. You get a ton of free healings and clearings. And a number of other social media things. So, okay. In a moment, I'm going to get the show started. I will start taking calls. If you would like to join the show live, I'm here every Monday and Wednesday for a minimum of 30 minutes. I try to make it 60. And you can call in and ask questions at 845-277-9131. If you are watching, you can, if you want to watch live, you can watch on YouTube. YouTube Live. That's where I am. Yeah. Okay. So before we get started, I want to say hello to everybody on YouTube Live. Thank you guys for being here. Everybody's here today. I love it. Shell, Steve, Patrick, Sal, Heather, Frankie, Genevieve. I need to scroll up a little bit to catch everybody. Fawn, a number of other people are here joining us live on YouTube. Thank you so very much for spending this time with me. And the songs I was hearing this morning, and the way the songs work is songs are always messages from loved ones on the other side. And the first song, I woke up to this song. I clear my throat as though that's going to make me a better singer. It is not. The first song I woke up to was that song, In My Head, In My Head, In My Head. They're all whatever, although I can hear the song in my head. In my head. They are fighting with their guns and their chains. And there's something, I can't hear all of the words as they're bringing it through. But yes, that was the song I woke up to. So someone on the other side wanted to make sure that I brought that song through. If somebody you know on the other side either, and the message I got with that song was not, maybe this was this person's song. Maybe they loved this song. But the bigger message I got was that they couldn't take what was going on in their head any longer. The constant in their head, okay? So whoever that message is for, that the song may be relevant or the content of the song may be relevant. The second song is, I don't know what you heard about me, but you can't get a dollar out of me. Something P-I-M-P. I'm a mother effing P-I-M-P. That's it. And that just makes, to go from one to the other, it just makes me laugh so freaking hard, because then they were like having a song battle going back and forth. No, my song. No, my song. And you're both up right here. We got you both. Hey, Amy. Patrick. Hey, Genevieve. The random person. I know, right? It's so funny, right? Okay, and then the last song I heard this morning prior to coming on was and I know these words aren't really probably correct, but just I know the song is called Hot Stepper. I think it's called Hot Stepper. But me singing it, even if I'm singing the wrong words, sometimes I think people know what song it is. So if your loved one loved that song, they're bringing that song to you. And then the one person's name, I only heard one name this morning, and it was Michaela. Michaela. I'm hearing, I love you, Michaela. I love you, Michaela. So that is the messages that I was getting this morning. I went on this morning, and I put a healing on TikTok for psychological health. And I think it was psychological health or something psychological. And then I did this little thing that I just want to elaborate for 2 seconds right now on. When we get into a relationship with someone, when we start a relationship or we're in a relationship, we're always worried about if we're sexually compatible with the person. That is, it's a valid concern. Like, we want to make sure the yin and the yang are yinging and yanging copacetically, nicely. We like the same thing, right? In a hurry to make sure we're sexually, some people are, sorry, my nose is itching. Make sure that we are sexually compatible, right? But the problem with this is, here's one of the small little bitties with that, is once you sexually sex somebody, once you have sex somebody, the bonding starts. So we create emotional bonds. And, you know, women, we know 3 times all that good juices, not those good juices, these good juices in our head. The dopamine releases time, which is a chemical thing. It's been scientifically proven. We are connected and in love with this person. We want to make sure going into relationships, as much as sexual compatibility is important, we also want to make sure that we are emotionally, psychologically, mentally, financially, spiritually compatible with this person also. Now, I'm going to use financial as an example. We want to make sure we're financially compatible in a way that, you know, we both don't have to have the same amount of money, but we should have like similar financial beliefs and financial spending habits and patterns. If one person is trying to save and the other person's a spender, that's not a financial compatibility. If one person wants to build thing or, you know, believes in, I don't know. I'm just going to use that for an example. Now, emotional and psychological and mental, we want to make sure we're equally healthy in those areas and strong and mature in those areas. And we can only find that out with a little bit of time and conversation. We want to make sure we're intellectually compatible with the person that we want to be sexually compatible with. If we're not intellectually compatible, the sex is good, but the rest of the time we're either going to be fighting or have nothing to talk about. So these are really important things to consider moving forward in a relationship. So please, just a little food for thought for you in your relationship. And if you're not compatible on a level with somebody, it doesn't mean that can't happen. It means work on it. Work on it. Okay, I recognize these are also goals in the relationship other than the big O's. So we're going to work on these things too. Okay? Alrighty. Now I'm going to start to take colors. I'm such a dork, but I like it. I like it. I really, really like it. Okay. When I call out your area code, please let me know what's your first name and where you are calling from, and then have a question ready for me. The way I get into your energy is by starting with a question. It's almost like you giving me permission to work. That's just the way I work. I know I'm a weirdo. Okay, I'm going to go to the first caller. I want to say hey to Stevie, my brother, and I also want to say happy birthday, Gianna. My niece's birthday is tomorrow. I'm going to go to 814. 814, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Amy, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Amy. How can I... Yeah, go ahead, love.
My question is, I got a job offer, and I just want to make sure, do you see everything going well with the job?
Okay.
They're
so
doing
the
their background check right now.
Okay, I want to make a joke, but I'm going to tell you the first thing.
Okay.
I heard is you're in like Flynn. Okay, you're in like Flynn, whatever that means. So the background check, I'm going to guess the background check is going to go well. I feel like you are in like Flynn. I feel like you're going to do really well at this position. I feel like you are going to have, I'm not going to call it luck, divine timing, and you deserve this because you've paid your dues, you've put everything in. I am going to say it's going to go really well. It's going to be like a pretty smooth. The first week, you're going to have it's going to be chaotic, but not at the job, like for you personally. Like maybe you're going to be stressed going in and be wondering constantly, am I good enough? So right now, let's do this for you, everybody watching, rewatching, listening, re-listening. We're going to do the I think, feel, know, believe I'm good enough. I get a note. We're going to clear that. And I instantly feel that in my tummy. I never feel it in my tummy. But that's nervousness, right, folks? Oh, let's clear all of that out. Like, get it out. And then all that started this, wherever, whatever started this has healed. I get a note. Let's clear that and heal that. All that's kept it here has healed and cleared. I get a note. Let's get rid of all of this because we are not put in rooms, jobs with people we are not supposed to be with. Okay. If never think something is better than you, because if you were put there, your chair was there before you were, you're supposed to be there. That's your space. Okay. So I want you to be filled with confidence. So we're going to do the next healing and or clearing. I am self-confident. I get a no. And when I'm testing it, I'm testing for everybody that is listening, watching, would listen and watch. So maybe some of you are self-confident, and that's awesome. This will just strengthen that. But obviously, someone is not. So let's heal and clear that. All that started this has cleared and healed. I get a no. So let's heal and clear that. Okay, Amy, come back and listen to this again. It's at about the 12 and a half minute mark of the show. And for anybody who wants to replay either one of these, it's at about the 12 and a half minute mark of the show. I'm going to tell you for those of you who are new to my show, yes, I answer questions. I love answering questions. I will connect you with loved ones on the other side. I love doing that. But I also want us all to be health-functioning little beings running around on this big old plane. So my show, every single show, is full of healing and clearing. So if you go back and listen to other shows, you will find phenomenal healing and clearing as well as on TikTok. Okay, I hope that was helpful, love. Was that helpful for you? Did that answer
you? Yes,
okay.
It does.
Beautiful,
thank
girl.
You.
No, thank you for calling in. I hope you have an absolutely amazing rest of the day. And a congratulations. Okay, love?
Thank you.
You are welcome. I'm going to go directly to the next caller. If you would like to be one of my callers today, 845-277-9131 is the number. Well, you can also ask questions on YouTube if you would like to. The next caller is 405-405. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Shelly P., and I'm in Oklahoma.
Hey, Shelly. How can I help you today?
I'm already getting emotional. I wanted to see if you can connect my brother, Matt, and see if he has a message for me.
Okay, yes. Okay, so Shelly, I instantly am hearing the song. Oh, and I'm getting goosebumps. I'm instantly hearing the song I was talking about. In your head, there. Is it dying or crying?
Zombie, yeah. It's by Zombie, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you, first I want to ask you, do you have a question, comment, something you want to ask him, like I keep getting like a why, what do you want to know from him? He's good. Oh, my God, the goosebumps. I feel like I need to pull one of the 20 blankets on my couch over me right now. He's here. His energy is very strong. Please, what do you want to ask him? What do you want to know from him for real?
If he forgives me.
Absolutely. He's saying there's nothing to be forgiven. There's nothing to be forgiven. There's nothing to be forgiven. That's it?
Okay.
He's saying this. This is what he's saying. That's what kids do. That's what siblings do. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. You didn't do, there's nothing to be forgiven. And so if he's going a step further, he's saying this, and I hope this helps you. He's saying, I know who I was. I know who I was, and I know how I was. So he is taking stock in his part of it. He's like taking responsibility for, okay, love. He says, the other statement he's saying, he's singing this song, it takes two, me and you. So he's like saying, it always takes two, whether it goes strong, indifferent, everything takes two people. Nothing is always on one person. And I feel like, I'm sorry, but I'm just going to ask, was his mind, as far as you know, was his mind okay? And there's a reason I'm asking that.
Okay.
Sweetie, that was a question. Was his mind okay? Prior to his passing, is his mind okay?
He was conflicted, yeah.
So that song makes perfect sense. And what I said in the beginning of the show when I was talking about that show, about that song, with somebody in their mind, they were...
In your head, yeah.
In your head. Don't take this on. This is his. This was seriously his, okay? So don't take it on that it was... this had anything to do with you. This was all... I think you get what I'm saying, right? You understand what I'm saying,
I do.
Right? So please know he is telling you the biggest message he could give you right now is I'm at peace. I'm finally at peace. All the voices have all the conflict, all of it has stopped. I am at peace. And I am good. I am good. Okay, love?
Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And he wants you to know he loves you. Please don't. He loves you so much. And you have more than you can handle on your plate. And he gets that. Okay, love?
Okay. All right, hon. Thank you so much for your time.
You are so welcome, and I hope this was helpful for you.
All right. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And thank you so much for calling in. The next caller is going to be 203. I just want to go, I found my purpose or am I? Erin on YouTube wants to know, what career do you see me in? Have I found my purpose or am I hindering my potential? Okay, Erin, I'm going to say to you, you have found your purpose. Is she working in her purpose? Not quite yet. You're on your way there. Where you are now is a stepping stone to your where you're going to be with your purpose. So keep going. This is one step. And then, and Erin, when you say, have I found my purpose? I don't know why I see this now. I see a book. Now, this could mean you're supposed to write books. This could mean maybe you teach reading or teach, but something with books is part of your purpose, part of your purpose. Erin, it's not your whole purpose. You don't have one thing as your purpose. You have several things as your purpose. I'm going to go to 203 now. 203, what's your name, little girl? What's your name? I'm sorry, 203. Hello, 203. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller, who is 856, and maybe they didn't like my song. 856.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, love?
Doing good. Rose Maria from Jersey. I don't know what messages I've been getting. It's kind of weird the last couple weeks. The 28th, I got two missed calls, but caller ID blocked, and I don't know who it is. And I was at work last Friday, and I get a call, and I don't know who it was. It was trying to get a hold of me at work. They don't usually call there. But I was wondering what messages is supposed to mean about that.
Your name is Rosemary, right?
Right.
Thank you. Instantly, okay, I'm kind of, right now, just figuring out, is this, I hear, now, This is what I'm going to say. There's a grandma on the other side that's trying to let you know she's with you. Now, first of all, this might be the call, this might not be the call, but there's a grandma on the other side that's trying to let you know she is with you. And I feel like it's the grandma who's been on the other side the longest. That's the message I'm getting. If you have more than one grandma on the other side, it's the grandma who's been on the other side the longest. Now, having said that, what is the phone call then? I'm not sure if she's pushing the phone call through or if it's something else. But I know there is a grandma on the other side trying to get you a message. And the message that I'm getting is, that's funny. The first song I hear is Don't Worry, Be Happy. And then, and I don't think I need to sing that. I think everybody knows that song. And then the second thing that your grandmother is saying, it's a statement, it's all going to take care of itself and it all comes out in the wash. So whatever is going on in your life, and I know right now life is not easy for it's not as easy as it could be for most people. It's all going to take care of itself, and it all comes out in the wash. So don't worry. Everything's going to work itself out is basically what she wants you to know. And I feel like I'm going to ask you something. Have you been looking, have you been trying to figure out something? Have you been trying to figure out something?
Yeah, relationship to go back. That person, I'm thinking it was him that was trying to get a hold of me and trying to open a business with them and stuff. And it's not panning out and not returning calls and all that. So to get out where I'm at from work.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is don't do it. I can't tell people what to do. I'm not personally me. I'm not telling you what to do. But if you're listening to your loved ones, angels on the other side, I'm hearing don't do it because you will regret it. Okay? Anything you want to do, you can do. You're better on your own than you are. You're stronger on your own. What I'm hearing is you have everything you need to do this. You have everything you need to do this. You don't need somebody else or first. Yeah, I just hear you're better on your own. Don't go back. Your future is not where your butt is. What? Your future is not in your past. Like, don't look back because that's not where your future is. You know, just keep looking forward. And I think what they meant by that is your future is not where your booty is that maybe they're calling that past person out, saying he might be a bit of a booty, if you get what I mean, or they might be a bit of a booty, whatever that means. All I'm saying is keep looking forward. The right people will come in and not hold you hostage to things. Okay, beautiful?
Okay.
Okay, I hope this is helpful, and I hope that you listen to them, because it's anything you want and that's meant for you will come together without chaos. Okay, love, and without being held hostage, Okay, beautiful?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for calling in. I hope this was helpful for you.
Yeah. If it's ever going to happen. Thanks.
You are so welcome. You have an amazing rest of the day, and we will chat soon. I'm going to go over to the chat. Thank you, Patrick, for the lyrics to the song. Thank you so much. Erin, her follow-up to my statement is, I've been looking at books to read to keep learning, using books to mentor me. I do like writing too and helping others. Okay, Erin, I'm going to tell you, I do feel like part of your purpose is with books, and it is probably, if it's part of your purpose, it's probably writing a book, probably putting a book together. And if I'm being a little bit more exact, it's going to be a training log. Now, a training log is a little bit specific. So whether this training log is on how to help people move forward in a specific area of their life, like physically or emotionally, I feel like this is part of your purpose, and it's a very strong part of your purpose. So please start figuring that out and how you would like to format that. And I don't care how many are out there. The people who are meant for yours will be finding yours, okay? Hey, Jules. Which song was Lynyrd Skynyrd? I don't even know. I love music, but I can barely tell you which artist sing which songs, but I am such a music person. I love music. Is Jeff one of my spirit guides? I heard Jeff. Vaughn wants to know, is Jeff one of my spirit guides? I heard Jeff the other night for some reason. Thanks. Who's Jeff to Vaughn? Vaughn, let me work on that for a moment. I will tell you in a second who that is. Who's Jeff Stefan? Let me be more specific. Is Jeff a spirit guide? No. No, Jeff is not a spirit guide. Jeff is, I don't know what this statement means to you, Fawn. It's an angelic keeper. Sometimes even I hear things I'm not familiar with. That's not a term I've heard before, but sometimes people have terms that they personally use that I don't always use. Like, I use the term watcher and seers a lot, but not a lot of people use that term. So Jeff is an angelic, what did I say? Angelic keeper, whatever the term I said, that's who or what Jeff does for you. Okay, I'm going to go to the next caller who is 8. Did I do 856? I feel like I did 856. I'm going to go to 6. I'm going to go to 262. 262, what's your name?
Hi, it's Amy.
Hello?
It's Amy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. You just asked a question. Thanks for being on YouTube with me. So what's your question, love?
My sister-in-law, Chris, I just found out last night that she passed in at the end of October of sudden cardiac arrest, and I'm just wondering if she has a message. And I mean, she stopped talking to me when the Great Smear Campaign of 2012 occurred, and I'm kind of pissed off at her, but I also want to try to be open to whatever messages are out there.
Well, the first thing I heard before you told me she was a little, like, the upset with her and you guys weren't talking. The first thing I heard was, you were right.
See?
However, if that's on one subject or every subject, the other thing I'm hearing her say is, let go of what you thought it was supposed to be, accept what it was, so that you can just move on and find peace and happiness. Wow.
Yeah, that's true. I still find myself fantasizing about a family.
So
it's
kind of stupid. That for everybody listening, because that's a profound statement for everybody that's in a situation or out of a situation. Let go of what you thought it should be. And accept what it was. And if you're in a situation, let go of what you think it's supposed to be so you can embrace what it is. That's profound. That's huge.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to Amy. The biggest thing she wants to say is you will not find the right person until you accept. I'm just the messenger. You will not find the right person until you accept what was supposed to be, exactly as it was. There were lessons learned and had by everybody, and they signed up for them before they came in and stopped.
Okay.
Hold on. Stop. Trying to change it in your head like you could have, should have, would have.
Maybe did it by accident.
It was exactly as it was supposed to be. Whether you personally think it was good or bad, everybody is who they're supposed to be, and coming into it.
Okay.
I don't, Amy, you're going, that's a lot. I want you to re-listen to this a couple times, one bit at a time, write it out, and really let that sit with you, because that's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful, so much. And then wants to say, even though you guys weren't talking, it's not that she didn't love you. It's that sometimes you're forced to choose sides whether you want to or not.
Yeah, I kind of figured that with her.
Yeah, and sometimes in
my brother was pretty unreasonable.
Yeah, it is what it is, right?
Yeah, I'm sure she had that he would have given her a hard time if she would have chosen to talk to me, even if it was secretly or anything. He probably would have just been a pain.
And one thing that you didn't take into consideration was, and again, they're using this term, how full her plate was and how overwhelmed she was with everything going on in her life, and she couldn't really take on more.
Oh, okay.
She really, like, sometimes we think it has so much to do with us. Excuse me, like they're choosing a side or they're making this choice or that choice.
Sometimes I remember that. And, you know, she was like working with kids from her church who were dying of cancer and stuff. And to me, I guess I felt like it's like, oh, really? These people that are not even related to you, you're going out of your way and spending all your time with. And your sister-in-law is now homeless because your ex-brother-in-law is a, you know, predator pig. And it's okay to help kids get through cancer, but let me flail.
Yeah,
I'm just pissed.
And that moment you were very much in need, but now I'm sure
yeah.
you look back and you, oh my God, that, how could I even, and we do, when we're in need, when we're in survival mode, we have thoughts of why aren't people helping me? I'm in survival
yeah.
mode. I need help. Can't you
and
help
seriously,
me?
You're spending all, you have little kids at home and you're spending your time at the hospital with a kid you're not related to that has a family?
Right.
I just thought
and,
it was ridiculous.
And, but now you can look at it differently. Now you see it all
yeah,
differently.
Yeah, that's true because I knew, now I know I'm a survivor, like beyond a survivor.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
so,
have known that
yeah,
without it.
Absolutely. And I
okay, well, thank you.
You are so welcome, Amy. I hope you have an amazing rest of the day, and I hope this message was helpful for you.
Totally, yeah. I was
Excellent.
Surprised by the news, so, and then I was like, Tony shows tomorrow.
So
thank
so
you.
I'm so happy that I help. I'm so
What
happy
synchronicity. I love it. Thank you so much.
You are so
Bye.
Welcome. So welcome. Thank you, Amy. Thank you for being a loyal listener and caller. And I want to let everybody know I'm here every Monday and Wednesday. And I could start at noon central. I take calls 845-277-9131. And I also try to answer questions on the call, on the YouTube chat. If you want to join us live, I love everybody joining us live, but you can also watch the show afterwards on WSDS, Rude Rangers TV, and any of the streaming channels I'm on, including Apple and Roku and a number of other ones, and every single podcast, of course. I'm going to go to 6-5, or almost every podcast. 650, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Huey. I'm calling from Texas.
I'm sorry, can you say your name again?
Huey.
Okay.
Huey?
Go ahead. How can I help you, love?
Recently moved to Texas for a new job. And I came with high enthusiasm and excitement. And I'm at a place right now looking for a place to live, to rent. And things are not going as well as I expected them to be, and I was hoping if you could give me some guidance, if spirit guides or angels have something to say about it.
Okay, so the first thing I want to do is do a clearing to help you find a place. So there's something stopping or blocking you from finding a place. Let's clear that. So the clearing I want to do is you're going to find a place within your means. Let's clear that to a yes. I feel like you might one of the things I'm getting, and I don't know, I'm just going to tell you what I'm hearing, and I hope it makes sense for you. You might, in order to get what you want at the price you want, you might have to be a little bit further from your workplace and have a bit of a longer commute, and then everything will fall into place. But this isn't, this is also designed for your, like, wherever you end up, it's for your safety. So that's one thing that I'm going to say. It's designed, however this works out, it's designed for your safety. The other thing is to ask people that you are, like, meeting, whether it be through your work or whatever, like, just like, hey, you don't even have to say it's you. You can say, I know somebody looking for a reasonable place to live in this area. Are you aware of anything? Because sometimes people don't always post things, but they, mm-hmm. and even if it is posted, they'd rather work with a friend of a friend or a referral mm-hmm. than anything else. And let me tell you something. I completely understand right now rents and such have gone nuts. I mean, completely crazy, and especially in very sought-after areas. And so I get it. I get that, like, in certain areas of Texas, Florida, in a lot of areas, if you can find a place, it's a matter of, can you afford the place? Can you live for more than a month there? I get that, and I know how stressful that can be. But I do feel like within a month you are going to find something that is amenable is the word they're using, amenable for you, amenable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, amenable. And so please just keep looking. And I keep hearing ask people. I know you're probably looking at all the places that have places available, like on the listing places. But ask people. You never know. My sister once found the greatest place through her church, through somebody at her church who it was never put, I don't think it was ever put up on an official listing. It was just posted at her church. So you might want to try areas like that also, postings like that also, or those types of places to find a posting. And hopefully I feel like I'm hearing within a month you're going to find the place. Just breathe through it and know that it's going to come through for you, okay, okay, love?
Okay, one more thing. My gut was telling me to rent from a landlord, like private, instead of an apartment. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree with that. I love that so much more. Mm-hmm. But that's personally how I would go. That's the direction I would go. And if something, I feel like something's going to fall into your lap, and it may even fall into your lap this week. Again, talk to people wherever okay. it is that you, even, okay, I'm going to say this, and please don't yell at me, folks. Nobody send me anything. I won't read it anyway. Even if you're not a member of a specific church, you can go into these places, whether it be wherever, and ask if they have postings or they know of anybody that is renting out right now. Mm-hmm. And that would be a specific landlord situation over an apartment type of situation. I feel like you're going mm-hmm. to find this through asking someone, is through talking to people, you're going to find this place. That's what I'm getting, okay? I feel like this is going to be a friend of a friend sort of connection for your next place, okay, love?
Perfect. Okay, I appreciate it.
Absolutely my pleasure, and you have an absolutely amazing and beautiful day, and good luck with finding a new home, okay, love?
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
You are welcome. Bye-bye. And thank you so much again for calling in. I'm going to go to 267 next. I want to thank you, Sal, for telling everybody to give a thumbs up. Leonard Skinner is the, what's your own name, little girl? What's your own name? I love that song. Oh, my God. I didn't know that was Leonard Skinner, but it's a sassy song. Jules 33 wants to know, can I please ask what you see for me moving? Thanks. Okay, Jules, I'm going to say, okay, Jules, I don't know where you are in the moving process, if you're thinking about moving or if you are, or if you're, you know, you have to move. I'm hearing stay where you are for now. It might be good. Now, if you're in a situation where you cannot stay where you are for whatever reason, I feel like in a month and a half, you're going to make the final decision that you're like jetting, you're going. And after that month and a half, you're going to find some place shortly thereafter. I would watch the market very closely, but I feel like the month and a half time is when you make your final decision on, you know, that should I stay or should I go thing. If that's not clear enough for you, Jules, please call in 845-277-9131 and let me be a little bit more exact for you. I'm going to go to, I don't remember who the last person I talked to was, what their number was. I'm going to go to 267. Hopefully this is a new caller. 267, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Okay, Jessica. New caller. How can I help you?
I'm calling about a move also. I found a house that I like to rent. I've been looking for a while. I'm wondering if you see it working out with me with this landlord, like signing the lease, because he's a little bit weird with communications. Like he doesn't do email or text, and he wants me to, like, I think drive down to pick up the lease and then drive down another day to pay him and then drive down another day to move it. It just seems like a little bit of nonsense going on. And I just found a LinkedIn profile for him, so he does have an email. I saw him, like, liking things. Something's a little weird.
Okay. Can I just get the first name of the landlord? I'm already picking up stuff. I just want to make sure. Just only the first name.
Chuck.
Okay. So this guy's super quirky. He's super, super quirky. And if I'm being honest, the place is worth it, but he might be like a micromanaging weirdo. I just keep getting weirdo. Like I keep getting, what the fuck, stuck? Like what the fuck? He might expect people to jump a little bit through hoops on everything. Now I can see the first meeting. Like he wants to see the person, you know, make sure they are who they say. I don't trust it. It's not necessarily that he's going to do anything necessarily wrong. Yeah, I know this feeling I'm getting. And I'm going to say keep looking for a place if you can. Keep looking. I feel like there will be something that's a little bit better for you coming in. One thing I would say to people when looking for a rental place, when you're looking for a place to rent, put the address into the tax. City has a tax, like a property tax. Thank you, property tax place, a property tax site. Put the address in and see who the true owner is, so you make sure you're dealing with the real owner and not a scammer, number one. Number two, once you have the real owner's name, find them on social media and make sure the person showing up or that you're talking to is that person. Number three, I think I'm on. Once you get their phone number, go to White Pages and reverse look up their phone number. And again, make sure it's going back to the same person who is supposedly the landlord, okay? Now, that's just safety. That's when you go out on a first date with somebody you've never met, you ask them to send you a picture of their driver's license, and you CCAP their booty. You look them up on social media. Make sure, you know, how do you have somebody claiming to be your baby mama or claiming to be in a relationship with you. You social media stalk this person, and you look them up on CCAP before you waste your lipstick to go out to dinner with them. Just common sense, okay? Now, having said that, I feel like this guy is a bit of a over, like, I don't want to use the word monger, but that's the word they're using. And I don't want to use the word monger because I don't really know in this case what it means. But what I'm going to tell you is, oh, he's a, like a monger, monger, like, okay, we all get it. I'm going to tell you, I don't get a good feeling off of this in my, like, in I'm so sorry, everybody watching, in this area, I can't believe I just did that. I'm so sorry, everybody. In this area, like the fear area of the, that chakra below the heart, that area, I don't get a good feeling there, but it's not me. I would say keep looking. I would say, time, just keep looking. If it were me, I would maybe go meet with him, but make sure you have somebody with you, and then keep looking, because I feel like this will be a problematic situation from the jump. This guy, maybe he does this so he makes sure he can control his tenant. This is like a test of control is what I'm getting also. So please, please really consider that and then make a really good choice for yourself based on that. Okay, love?
Yeah, thank you. That confirmed, because I actually did all that, like, searching for his the taxes, because he wants to get paid in cash, which I'm fine with, but I just wasn't sure. Like, his property wasn't showing up in the tax records. It was just, like, a little bit – things are just a little bit weird. So I was taking a pause, but it's the first house that I found that I was like, oh, I could actually live in it, you know?
Listen,
I've been looking for 7 months now.
No. I'm going to tell you something. If it didn't show up in the property taxes, dude wants to get him paid in cash. No. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Hails to the no. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it. Get it. Don't even go meet this Yahoo. I'm telling you.
I already met him. It 2 hours wasn't enough time for him to find the lease to bring with him. He's a little bit older, so I think he's like a little bit with memory issues. Like, something's a little bit weird. So
here's what I'm going to say, love. Just a little final note on that. And I'm the clock is running down, so please, I want to try to get some more people. I'm just going to tell you this. First of all, you have named about 50 red flags. I hope you don't date like you're looking for an apartment, and that's a joke, so please don't be offended and get upset with me. When you see one red flag, that's it. Now, somebody who wants their rent in cash, that's problematic. Somebody who has memory issues and wants their rent in cash, that's even more problematic. Somebody who spends 2 hours with you and doesn't sign the lease, huge red flag. All of those things are no-goes on professionalism. You're not trying to be this guy's granddaughter. You're trying to have a professional landlord-renter situation. Don't make excuses for him. Don't make excuses for boyfriends or girlfriends either. The moment you have to make the first excuse, that's just what it is, the first excuse. There will be many more that you'll have to make. Go, let it go, let it go, let it go, is all I'm hearing. This will be quite the situation if you decide to get into it. Okay, love? I need you to know that now. And for anybody else who's looking, again, please, safety, don't get ripped off. There are a lot of con artists out there right now, and more than ever, and just be very vigilant and very by the book. Anybody you pay in cash, anything, can say they never got the money, whether it's an innocent mistake or not. So don't do that. Like, no. Okay. Having said that, thank you all very, very much for spending this time with me and being on this journey with me. I love each and every one of you so stinking much. I hope you know that. I will be back on Wednesday. If I did not get to answer your question today, please come back Wednesday. I will be here at noon. I'm here every single Monday and Wednesday at noon for a minimum of 30 minutes. Thank you again. Thank you for being here. I love all of you. I hope you have an absolutely amazing Monday and an absolutely amazing rest of the week. Until Wednesday, please. Please be smart out here. Be smart in these streets. Be smart in these streets. Because these streets, we got lots of hustlers. I'm a hustler, baby. Oh, sorry about that high pitch. So please, just be smart about the choices that you're making. Be safe. And if something doesn't seem right, it probably is not. We are smart, full-grown people. Okay. Again, thank you everybody on YouTube, everybody who called in, everybody who's listening and watching. I just adore each and every one of you. Until next time, big hugs. Bye for now.